entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes. From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes.
Don't lie, you love them. If you don't, you like them hoes a whole lot. Like your mama's Sunday cooking, turkey necks in the pot. You ready to drop your load like prop planes? Be dumping off that cocaine. You ready to turn your world from natural straight to a co-way? That whole name, Betty Big Shoes, she wore them Herman Munster heels. Pop the peel, now she's in your coupe de ville. Passing the seat, I made her eat my meat while I was rubbing her coochie. Injection in her top and bottom, look straight from her booty. Now do re, blow me, faso latte not high. I'm telling the truth, you sucking your tooth, you tweaking her like a star boy, like a Figaro in herringbone. From dropping her off to taking her home, she tried to pull my rubber off with the pussy muscles. That was wrong, the bitch is no good, like lesbians with no tongue. You fucked around and knocked her up, and now you say she's the one. Nigga, you dumb, you should've pulled it out and squirted it on her eyelash, and let her face be holding the baby, now she after your ass. Yeah, I told y'all niggas by goddamn taking them hoes to the Cheesecake Factory, letting them hoes order strawberry lemonade and popcorn shrimp. They ain't gonna do nothing but try to get all your motherfucking cheese.
Yeah. From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes.
She walk with a fly sashay. Look here and say, I'm Mr. Fat Face. I come through swerving. You love the way the leather gripping your butt. Conversation kill 'em, gripping them up. Relax, shout it. Oh, lordy, I quote the facts. Whipping convertible with daddy fat sacks. I stay G sharp as I know the music. Call me fresh baked bread, make them all loose. I'm just saying, they just can't stand to see me as a group game playing. I slow it down, she like to speed it up. She poke it out, I beat it up like that. Get them from the back.
Only group the vocabulary. Eyes to the fake nails down to the toes.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
And the homo is getting hunted.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you tried the coffee yet?
Oh. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is episode 260 of the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. We are the only show introduced by a little band from Germany. Now, who are they, you might be asking? I'll tell you. You guessed it. Rammstein! Okay, and we can fade that out ever so professionally, gently, nicely, easily, with panache. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You guys are the best. You guys are fantastic. You guys are swell. And I also have to say, someone else who is fantastic and swell and awesome, your friend and mine, who is not here tonight, the Germ Freak. He is not here. Frank is not going to be a part of tonight's show. And furthermore, Frank probably won't be a part of it another one. He won't. Frank has decided to take a hiatus from the DJ New Style show. We don't know if he'll come back. But he sent me an email. I just saw a picture of his bald head in my documents folder. And it just brought me right back to the days of calling him a bald fuckface with a putty scalp and an itchy, bleeding asshole. But sad times are upon us. The times of your bald 40-year-old life. It's okay. Let's not dwell on the past here. Let's not dwell on the past. The email Frank sent. The email. Some of you may be privy to because you go to the blog on djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com. And you may have seen that Frank wrote... where is it here? There it is. I'm doing that trick where you bide time as you pretend to shuffle through papers and get really lost in the moment. Frank wrote, "Ken, I have decided to take a hiatus from the show. I just don't have the energy and drive anymore to deal with the aggravation and stress that it is bringing into my life right now. The joy that I once had doing the show is diminishing, and taking a break may rejuvenate my interest in continuing with it in the future." Frank. That's how he signed it off. And that's the end of it. I don't know what response he was looking for. I don't really know what he wanted to hear. But I need to provide a little bit of insight as to what led to this. How did this happen? It's not as though he just woke up one day and analyzed the things that we've talked about. He didn't just listen to 3 or 4 episodes one morning and decide, "I need to get out of this. This is damaging my life. I never realized the aggravation that I'm suffering." We had a bit of a scuffle, and I'm not referring to the Golden Girls argument, in which he was still wrong. You can tune in on DJNewStyleShow.com. Previous episodes. Again, it's all in the past. It's all in the past, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to dwell. Good morning, yesterday. Just that confused look when anything with buttons and LED lights was put in front of him. I'll always miss that. Again, let's not dwell on the past. Let's not dwell on the past. We need to move ahead. But actually, I say let's not dwell on the past as I'm turning off the Paul Anka song to explain what happened in the past to lead up to where we are now. A Frankless, Germ Freakless show. As it stands. Those of you who listen to the show notice that Frank is technologically inept. He is unable to handle a lot of things. That's because of his adult ADD and his OCD. And some of the issue that has arisen is that I've become friends with Frank. And with this friendship, there was a certain understanding or certain level of, I don't want to say entitlement, but in a sense, that's exactly what it is, that came with my knowledge of how to work a computer or how to fix problems. So Frank would have an issue. He wouldn't know what to do. I am a friend. I would help. Initially, that's how it would go. So that was fine. It was all good. Until one episode that we had months ago where his computer died and he decided to call me at work and just completely in a froth and blow up and just, not really give a shit as far as what my day looked like. Not give a shit about what I have going on. And because I couldn't fix his problem immediately for him, I'm not a friend. So from that point on, we decided, hey, listen, this computer help shit is not going to happen anymore. Just not going to fucking happen. I did go there, helped set up his computers, and that was the end of it. I signed him up for a service called Dropbox, which is a phenomenal service. And if you understand what you're doing, and you don't need to understand that much, you can easily back your shit up and access it from anywhere. It's phenomenal. Dropbox. So he had no method of backup. He had a couple external hard drives, not using them properly. I installed Dropbox on his computer. And the way it works, you get free space, like 2 gigabytes, which is like enough if you have a couple files that you need to access everywhere. But for someone who needs to use this as a solution for their work or something like that, they have subscription plans. 50 gigabytes, 100 gigabytes, whatever. Frank signed up for it and agreed to pay the $20 a month for the 100 gigabyte plan. This is very key to everything that we're going to go through right now. So months go by. Months. Happily working along. No problems. No issues. Not one question of, hey, I have this problem. I need your help. I assume the understanding is firmly in place. I assume everything's good. Frank understands that I am not in the position to help him immediately. He needs someone he can go to and have an instant fix because he's befuddled by these things. He's frustrated by these things. He demands immediate action, and I can't provide that. We came to that agreement. So what happened is I get an IM, an instant message, if you're not privy to that. And if you are not privy to that, congratulations, you've completely bypassed a terrible era in communication. I received an IM from him while I'm at work. Just a quick little note of, hey, my Dropbox says I'm over capacity. What's the deal? And I said, oh, you've saved too much stuff. You've exceeded 100 gigabytes. He goes, no. I have 52, and it says 52 of 2 gigabytes, and I'm at this, like, 300%, and I'm no capacity, and he's panicking. I can tell he's panicking. I said, well, okay, you pay for the 100 gigabyte plan. Maybe you missed a payment. You should contact them. And this is all in text, and it's all typed out, and it's line by line, concise communication. And after I say contact them, I would think, okay, it's pretty clear he pays for a service that he's not getting. He's an adult. He should go and call or email Dropbox. Instead, Frank decides 52 gigabytes, 2 gigabytes, 300%, 0 bytes capacity, and every little nugget of his communication is now sent on a new line. It is scrolling like I just breached some security measure taken in like a Jurassic Park computer setup. Just text scrolling wildly, saying the same thing over and over and over again. And in a calmer point in the communication, there's a lull. I decide, okay, this has already been addressed and handled. I'll copy the whole conversation and paste it in. So I pasted with my name and what I typed and with him and what he typed. And I did it line by line, painting the picture of what he needs to do. And to really hammer it home, I decided to add an extra line that wasn't typed by Frank, but appears to have been. So I wrote his name and what I think he probably should have said. I wrote germ-free, colon. Okay, Ken, I see how it is. I have a problem with my 100 gigabyte service. I'll contact Dropbox. No big deal. Thanks for your help. Sorry to bother you at work and take up any of your time with this. Thanks again. And the fact that I wrote that irritated Frank to no end. To no end. There was a noticeable pause because his previous communications were in clusters. They were in furious bursts. All of a sudden, no text. Not a message. And then one popped up. I despise you more with each day. I hate you. And I hate the way you talk to me. Or something like that. I don't know. I was too busy doing my job, basically. I saw that. And then the next thing was, Germ Freak has logged off. I didn't get a chance to write back. I didn't get one chance to write anything back. And I'm wondering, he's furious because I made the leap that he probably should be thanking me for helping him in times of crisis. Is that why he's furious? I don't know. So I posted some shit on the DJ New Style Tumblr site, djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com. And he didn't like it. He thought I left stuff out. And he was obviously furious with it. And I didn't care. So what I wrote first was a tweet to him. Before any blog post or anything like that, I sent him a tweet because he had logged off. I had no way of communicating him, and I sure as hell wasn't going to be able to call him or send him a text because I was at my keyboard. A quick tweet that says, "Frank, to preserve our friendship, I am no longer able to help you with technical issues. Please understand." To which he replied, let me get this absolutely right. "To preserve our friendship, stop acting like an arrogant, condescending, douchebag, know-it-all. Please understand." I don't know what I did. I tried to help him. I tried to calm him down and point him in the right direction. And now, I'm not only arrogant, I'm condescending, which, you know, I'm not going to argue with. Douchebag, I won't argue with. Know-it-all. Know-it-all. Okay. So you're calling someone that you're reaching out to for help a condescending know-it-all. I didn't even give you the fucking answer. I told you to contact somebody else. Clearly, I didn't think so highly of myself to just alleviate all your problems. Anyway, it's a relief to me that I don't have to deal with this. And my buddy Shawnee Murphy here is in the Heroes Talk chat room. He says, you're almost a know-it-all. He should have clarified. Absolutely right. Yeah, I'm almost a know-it-all. I'm more of a delegator, a referral person, a sympathizer. I realized he had an issue, that it was confusing him. I understood that, and I gave him something he could do to fix his issue. And he decided that because of all this, now there's aggravation and stress brought into his life by doing the show, by turning a headset on 2 hours a week, by having a 15-minute prep call once a week. He is now just inundated with aggravation and stress. And you know what? That's cool. That's completely fine, Frank. If you need to alleviate stress, take all the time you need. Absolutely. Get your mind right. And then in the future, if you ever decide you want to come back, we'll see and we'll determine if you are really interested in doing that. And if you are, we'll work out a spot for you. That's fine. Isn't that right? I mean, I don't know. I tried to help a friend, and I get... And continually from this friend, I am reminded that I am not a friend. Not always in those words. But originally, "You are not a friend." Exact quote, hang up. The minute he hits a brick wall or can't get immediate attention from somebody, fuck you, your day, your schedule, what you're doing right now, and your obligations to yourself and anybody who depends on you. My computer has a blue screen. That's why I've dialed you, and that's all I want to handle. There are people like this that will lean on you continually and forever if you let them. They will always, always contact you. And most cases, these people will be appreciative. But at the point where you are just a public utility ready to fix their fucking... "Oh, I lost my bookmarks." Or, "I've got a blue screen." Or, pop-ups. Caps lock is on. What are sticky keys? Any of these problems. Once they know that you can do it, they will continually expect you to do it. And now, when you're, if you're like me, you would find yourself in the unsavory position of being thrown behind an imaginary tech support desk. You're not in a friendship at that point. You are a third world on-call screen reading help desk tech support asshole. And when you can't deliver the goods that you never said you would, you're not a friend. That's the issue. That's where I stand right now. And I don't know exactly what Frank is doing to fix any of his issues or to do anything else, but I guarantee he will find another person. He will form and establish this desk around them piece by piece, and eventually he will expect them to get him out of a crisis. He's detailed it many times on the show. Donna did this. Donna did that. And that's completely fine. That's in the realm of you know, what they're comfortable with. But he's bringing in outside people to do everything for him. And again, it's a perfectly acceptable thing to do. Just don't be an asshole. Maybe occasionally take yourself outside of your aching head and look at the person you're asking help. Look at this person that you're requesting solutions from. And maybe say, hey, thank you for that. You really got me out of a jam. I'll take your advice because you said it, and I'll go with that. Thank you so much. Sorry to bother you. I would have helped him until he had a heart attack in a public bathroom somewhere on a fucking public road. I don't know. I would have done that until the day he was dead. If he was just appreciative and respectful of my time. People like this don't give a shit about your day. They don't give a shit about what you've got going on. It's fucking terrible. And the worst is when that stems into them offering your services to someone else. Frank didn't get to that level. But I've had family members that I've helped say, oh, my relation. I don't want to single anybody out. I know somebody who does this stuff. He works in computers. He'll do it for you. Oh, I will. Oh, I'll do it for them. Because you know the magnitude of their issue and exactly how fucking horrible this person is with everything they own. And you know everything that they do to this computer and exactly how long it's going to take me to do that. Thank you. Thank you for volunteering me for fucking your PC janitor. Just come on there with my fucking digital mop and muck out the jizz stall that your fucking friend or someone else has just defiled. Well, I lost all my shit. My computer doesn't turn on. And whenever I try to hit the power, it just clicks. Oh, I know a person. He's good with computers. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. It's just a fucking nightmare. And it's almost like it goes back to being ignorance being bliss. It's almost like I just want to not fucking know shit about computers. I don't want to be asked to fix shit. I don't want to have to format a hard drive only to say or to hear, hey, it's doing that thing again. Because these people, though appreciative, they're not going to learn. They reach to you because they have issues. So you fix it for them. They don't know what the fuck they did. Even if you tell them, they're still going to want to click on that free fucking episode of Hung or whatever the fuck on MeVio or some dumb site that makes you register and then signs you up for every other fucking thing and installs toolbars and WeatherBug. They're still going to do it. And they're still going to come back to you and say, yeah, it's doing the thing again. You know, could you just do what you did before, blah, blah, blah. And no matter how prepped you are for it, it's never any fucking easier or more welcomed to the person who knows how to do it. Being in this position really, really has made me aware of the times when I've asked maybe a car person for help, or I've asked for advice from someone. You know, if you are in a position where you need something, and someone has the ability to make it happen for you, and they do it, just fucking be a goddamn human. Think about their fucking time, and thank them. I don't think it's that big of a fucking issue. I really just don't. The biggest crime is the lack of respect for time, for somebody else's time, because you know they're not just sitting on their fucking ass. And you know what? If they are, they've earned that time because they've done something else, and you're just stealing it from them with your trivial issue of not being able to install some fucking program. But they do it. They do it. And all is well in your world. You are now rescued once again. And you don't think a shit about what it took to get that fix in place. I don't have enough respect for people who are actually self-reliant. Anybody who has any degree of self-reliance deserves the most possible respect that I could grant a person. Absolutely. And I have a theory here. And the theory that I've gone with in the past is somewhat related to it. But my new theory plays off of the old one. The old one being internet pornography and the widespread availability of it has eliminated the age of the serial killer. I've said that several times on the show, and I still believe it to be true, because people can find whatever they want and jerk off to it and not kill people, not get get into a state where the only thing that does it for them is dressing in a certain way or leaving a fucking Magic the Gathering card halfway on the third step of a staircase and then stabbing a schoolboy in the fucking leg until he bleeds out. They see their pornography, they jerk off, and then they're good. That was my previous theory, but I'm realizing now there are more of these people who are not self-reliant, who are just at the mercy of someone doing everything for them, and I think I have to blame that on internet porn. I think I absolutely have to blame that on the fact that you can go to any website, any search engine, type pretty much exactly what you're looking for, and see a video of it happening. Any number of dicks in any number of holes with any amount of clown makeup, you can see it, and it's there. You have the thought, and now you can see it and jerk off to it. That is a major problem, and that's why everybody does everything for us. Think back to what we call our greatest generation. The 40s, World War II. Men were men. They did everything. Oh, they created things. They were crafty. They were tough. They went to war voluntarily. They put up their Major League Baseball careers and went to go kill some Germans and slopes, as was the colloquial term for the Japanese. Yes. And Shawnee Murphy, you're right. When they wanted porn, they had to film it themselves. But the thing is, no one was seeing that. It wasn't out there. They had to actually work and produce this. And it was still terrible. The average jack material was a poster of some fucking broad in a goddamn female sailor suit saluting a flag. And they'd hang it up in the bowels of some ship and just fucking just pound their goddamn sack to it. Over and over, night after fucking night. That's what it was. They had to imagine things. They had to find ways to get things done. And when that was taken out of our day, when the need for making things and coming up with solutions was removed from our day, the ability to create and think fucking died. It fucking died. Think back, if you're a creative person, think back to when you were very creative, when you were at your most creative, and then think of when you discovered how easy it was to get fucking pornography. I have a feeling the quality of your work dipped 1,000% at that day. Now, it's not just because you discovered jerking off. It's because you hit the mother load. If you want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. We have a caller here. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hank.
Who?
Hank.
Okay. How are you?
I'm okay. DJ New Style, but I just wanted to be here. I heard you looking for a new co-host.
Oh, well,
I don't like ladybugs, and I'm very afraid of Band-Aids, and I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize, but I don't like Christmas trees either.
Well,
because with their shininess and the balloons and stuff, I apologize, okay?
Okay. Hey, listen, Frank. It's okay to hate ladybugs.
No, Hank!
Hey, you know how we're going to do this? You talk, then I talk, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. It's okay to be...
I apologize.
Excuse me! Bup, bup, sir! It's okay to be afraid of ladybugs and Christmas trees. It doesn't make you a monster, okay? But we can just...
The thing that I don't like about a lot of the Christmas trees is that they're very spindly, and then they remind me of my mother's and my father's touching each other over and over again. My mother's, my father's, my uncles, they all touched each other. They all dropped on the ground, and there was like four of them, and it was like a big circle. And I thought, this isn't Christmas time.
No.
Of course. You know, I apologize. Say of course. I apologize.
Of course. Of course. But the thing about
apologize.
It is... you know, it's okay. I accept your apology. But it isn't Christmas.
Could I be the new co-host then?
Well, you know what? If you're willing to call in week in and week out, I say we might have a match here.
Okay. And then the other thing...
I apologize for being so forward. I apologize.
Excuse me.
Hey, this is how we're going to do it, buddy. Okay? This is how it's going to go down. You wait your fucking turn, okay?
I apologize.
Thank you.
Now,
it's your turn.
I also don't like the Guitar Hero because when it does that, it's like, who's a hero? And I know a lot of people who died in Jewish concentration camps, and they have little numbers on their arms. Now, how are you a hero to that?
But, okay? Well, I mean, come on! Work with me, Frank! Work with me!
Hank! Hank!
What's your name?
Hank! Hank! H-A-N-K!
Oh, Fank?
Hank!
Hank?
Hank!
Hank?
H-A-N-K!
Hank? Well, Hank...
Hank!
Excuse me, Hank? Hank?
Yes.
You're getting a little loud with me. I don't like that.
Do you
happen to have a Guitar Hero controller? Because we can alleviate...
I do.
Look on the back of it. You'll find a number tattooed on that as well. So that's where the heroic aspect comes in.
I also... The other thing that I don't like is how many, Jews there are in the world just doing things, walking around, being all Hasidic.
It's deplorable.
It feels to me like, yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It just feels to me like they think that they own the world, but they don't realize our American government could exterminate them in about 3.5 seconds.
I know, but do you really want them to figure that out? I mean, think of what they'll accomplish when they realize that, the button has a finger on it and it's ready to go down. It's ready to go down in Hymietown.
Well, listen, I mean, I think the Zucker brothers would be cool, but I think Mr. Abrams would not be. And I think several people would not be cool. And the other thing about the Jews is they do a lot of blowjobs. Oh, wrap it up? Okay. I was being told to wrap it up on my third base coach.
Oh, okay.
So my first bass coach said, wrap it up, Hank.
Are there any Jews... Before you go, you can conclude your call with a list of five Jews you admire.
Okay, yes. Absolutely. Donald Trump. Okay.
Okay.
Ernie Korvax. Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
That other fucking faggot.
Yeah.
Who was married to Mia Farrow.
Yes.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
And then the other faggot too.
Look, I gotta tell you, Hank. I gotta tell you, the fact that you could list five likable Jews, we're not gonna work
you.
Out. This isn't gonna work out
Thank
between
you.
Us. We're just not on the same wavelength, Hank. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do I have the job then? Or
no, you don't, because you enjoy Jews.
Oh, God damn it. I did.
So why don't you put your little disc hat on, buddy, and eat your little bread with no yeast?
Goodbye.
Yeah, sympathizers. Think about it.
I'll see you in hell, New Style.
I'll see you.
If it's the last thing I do, I'll see you in hell.
Too bad Jews aren't even allowed there, Hank. Save it, buddy. Should I say... Hank will not get the job. I think it goes without saying. But thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to call the show, 316-768-4472 is the number to call. This is the DJ New Style Show on HeroesTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And I've got to take a little bit of a piss. Just a little one. I'll be right back. Thank you very much.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ New Style Show.
Upside down. They don't even need shoes. Their feet turn into talons, you know? So cool. Make bathtubs full of blood. Oh, come on. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power? They don't even need shoes. Cool. They don't even need shoes.
Boy, boy.
They don't even need shoes.
Boy, boy.
Their feet turn into talons. Come on, come on.
Boy, boy.
They bathtubs full of blood. Cool. How do you not get a jump with that kind of power?
Boy, boy.
Can you spray a little fairy dust on me? I want the fly. I want to think of happy thoughts as I fly around. And I'll never have puberty. I'll never be a grown man. I'll fly around here with the little pixies and the mermaids. And I'll never be a big boy ever again. Oh, it's so great. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power?
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Gonna roll around and pick up things and get slightly bigger.
Okay, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk, that's HeroesTalk.com. I want to thank Jimmy J.J. Walker for that amazing R&B song. That Ambien and Pepper Jack Cheese and Carrots Fueled song. He is from Hate Us Talk with Walter Subcheck. That's HateUsTalk.tumblr.com. They talk about their lives, and occasionally they talk about the Heroes Talk lineup. But what I'm going to talk about right now is video conferencing, okay? It's a major thing sweeping the nation. A lot of you are actually seeing me do it right now. But I'm using a site that is nowhere near as good or as dedicated as ICU2. That's ICU2.com. That's how you spell it. You go there and you download it. It's free to try. They let you connect with thousands of people instantly. Blink an eye. Thousands of people. Unlike some of these other sites and services, ICU2 will not cripple your user experience. They don't put any kind of limits or restrictions on the number of people you can message, the number of people you can add to your friends list, the number of videos you can view. No. You get to chat exactly the way you want. Go to ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. Download it to your Windows PC. There's a Mac version coming soon, all right? And if you can't wait, get Windows on your goddamn Mac and then shut your face. Tired of hearing it from you people. I'm tired of hearing it, not followed by, but I tried it on my Windows PC and it was awesome. So let's change that. ICU2, ICU2.com, the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. Let's turn this, I'm sorry, I left the Katamari music on because, you know, I want to get on the PlayStation Network, sit in my underwear and eat microwavable foods. Because I find pornography to be completely crippling to my creativity. But I don't quit. Can't. Hooked. Sorry. I was getting gasoline for my car. As a lot of you have experienced, those of you who do drive and those of you who have automobiles of your own, you'll go to the gas station, you'll hand your credit card to the man. And that's basically where the transaction ends. You get your card back and you leave. This particular day, I handed my card over to the guy. And he started to do a little talking. Oh, what are you working today? And I had indeed stopped before work. Yes. Oh, and regular, please. Regular. Oh, cool. Yeah, cool. No, that's because it's like, you know, it's 9:30. You're just figuring, you know, you might be late. Regular. So I hand him my card, and I've never seen this done by anybody. No one I've ever encountered has had the lack of brain cells and the lack of manners or just simple social fucking guidelines to pull this off. He took my card and said, "So let's see, what's your name?" "Kenneth." "Okay. What's going on, Kenneth? How you doing?" And now I'm thinking, what the fuck? Am I going to get my fucking identity stolen? Is this person going to steal my credit card? And I'm going to see a ton of shit on the next statement. And I said, not much. You know, nothing. Nothing is up. "Yeah. Just got this job a couple weeks ago. It's tough, man. It's tough. You know, I'm almost working for cigarettes." Like, okay, great. Now I think I'm being fucked with. But the guy is too just, you can tell by looking in his eyes, his just beaten down eyes, that this is all he has. If he has a relationship, it's someone who doesn't spend time with him or something like that. But I would soon find out exactly how that worked out, because from detailing his desire for cigarettes, he moved into his unstable relationship very quickly. And another thing that kind of irritated me a little bit, or just put me off, aside from him reading my full name off of my credit card and basically asking me about myself, using my card to fucking initiate a conversation with me, we're at a gas pump. He asks me if I have a cigarette. And a fucking lighter. Like, if I did, I don't smoke, but if I did, is he gonna light up as he's putting this fucking nozzle into my gas tank? Is he jonesing that fucking hard that he's gonna get his fix at the fucking regular full service pump? I don't know. To me, it just a little bit fucking odd. And then he goes into how he got out of prison. And this is the only job he could get. And he was going to be on unemployment. but he couldn't get it. And he felt bad sitting around his girlfriend's apartment all day. People say I should break up with her, you know, but I love her. She loves me up okay. She loves me up okay. Something I don't think I ever want to hear from somebody as I'm fucking, you know, I'm already late for work. When I'm late for work, I'm locked inside my routine. I need no conversation. I need no deviation from my fucking scatterbrained just trail to work. And this guy is telling me all this fucking shit. It just fucking irritates. I don't want any interaction. I don't want you to know my name. You're the one with the fucking name tag. And I didn't care to read it. I looked at you. I handed you my shit. You give me the gas. I fucking go. If I cared, Joel, how are you? Great to meet you. I don't even know the fucking guy's name. I didn't care. You shouldn't be forced into a fucking conversation because someone is feeling lonely or feels like their people skills are not up to snuff. It just fucking, I can't even tell you how fucking awful it is. And to try and smoke, to just be obsessed with, yeah, I'm up to 2 packs a week. Probably going to be at 3 soon. Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I just don't like, I don't fucking like service people going beyond the boundaries of, hello, the statement of the request I would like, the service is being rendered, and then the thank you, and possibly the come back. Come back now, y'all. Lasting friendships are not forged by a fucking pancake breakfast being served promptly. I shouldn't have a fucking dialogue with you in between my, you know, eating my meal, ordering my meal. I don't give, I just want to be left alone. I'm an asshole. Maybe I don't appreciate people. But I sure as fuck appreciate my own time. My own company. And I sympathize more and more with the people who do things by themselves. If you listen to The Awful Hour, you know that Veal Chop is all about, he is just completely locked in now to doing shit on his own. Not relying on people to find people to go do stuff with him. He just does it. And I imagine when he does it, he doesn't want to be fucking bothered. I was listening to Best in Show. They were discussing how on the ferry, people will just pretend to read. And I think that's an incredible thing. But I also think that people that are rude enough to just fucking just insert you into their desire to fucking blabber on beyond the specials of the night, then they're rude enough to talk to you while you're pretending to have your nose deep in a fucking book. Yeah. So, oh, I'm sorry. Shawnee Murphy is just typing line after line in the heroestalk.com chat room. He's very irate. I think that's a person who probably likes social interaction less than me. And that's pretty rare. If you'd like to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. This is the only time I will ask people to communicate with me. Outside of my own friends, my own circle of friends. Of course, I enjoy talking to them. Of course! God, that just reminds me of Frank. Every time I hear that, I say that. Every time I see a real shiny rock, I just think of Frank and what used to be. You know what? Let's not dwell. Let's not dwell on the past. No mayonnaise in the Heroes Talk chat room. No White House Brent. We shouldn't dwell on what was. We should focus on what might be. God, and you know, I don't know. I think from spending time with Frank, I've actually started to pick up some of his fucking behaviors. I've actually started to pick up some of that shit. I think a lot of this antisocial behavior is because of him. I don't even enjoy like the barber shop, you know, usual bullshit. You sit down, or the fucking Mets, you know. I don't enjoy that shit. I just want my hair cut, whatever. I keep my fucking mouth shut. I make it as boring as possible for everybody. The thing is, I could go to a salon where the hot broads in the fucking tight clothes cut your hair, but, you know, whatever. That's where Shawnee Murphy goes. He's typing it right now. He gets his hair cut in a salon full of hot chicks, and he enjoys talking to people that cut his hair there, but nowhere else. I mean, sure, you can pretend that you're interested in the shit that people have to say, if they're okay to look at. But when you look at the substance of it, what they actually bring, there's no fucking wisdom. There's nothing. You could just whittle it down to the lowest common denominator and say the same exact thing to any other fucking person. It's like just a script of boredom. Just a fucking repeatable, replicatable script of, I need to say something. Something needs to be said. It's silent. I have to chime in. I have to. Fucking just unhealthy. Absolutely unfucking healthy for the mind and eventually the body. Because when the mind gets crippled, you fucking get in this funk and you don't move, you don't do shit. You sit in a chair and you just fucking rot. And you start to walk up a set of stairs one day because you have to. Then your knee fucking pops and you feel just aches in some the back of your leg and on like the side of your fucking, like, your dick. Just you feel muscle pain in your testicles just shooting down. It just makes you wither. And I had the first hint of that because I hadn't gone to the gym in a very long time. And I used to go a couple times a week. I'm not young by any means, but I'm not elderly either. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Shawnee Murphy.
Shawnee Murphy, what's going on, buddy? Thank you for calling in. What's up?
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, you know, we're talking about people that just, you know, talk to you when you don't want to talk to them.
Yes.
So, you know, as you know, I end up in these situations more than the average person. And I hate the situations more than really anyone else ever.
Yeah, for someone who doesn't know, Shawnee Murphy hates talking to people more than anybody I know. But he's cursed with the just something about him. Strangers need to engage in conversation with him. They will frequently walk several feet to get near him to talk to him. But
absolutely,
I don't,
yeah.
I mean, I get it because you look very evil sometimes.
And I do. I try to put off that demeanor of, you know, don't fucking talk to me. I look down at my shoes.
Yeah.
I stare menacingly. I do everything I can. But people still talk to me no matter what.
Exactly.
And what really has killed me is unfortunately I have what some would refer to as a flashy car.
Ah.
It's bright orange.
Yes.
Sports car.
Yeah.
It's the kind of car that makes people want to talk to you even more.
Yeah. It's like wearing a polka dot shirt. You know somebody's going to bring it up. You drive around in an orange car. You know it's going to be, you know, pointed out or someone's going to, you know, see you get out of it and say, oh, orange, huh? Nice car. Oh, where'd you get it? Blah, blah, blah. And that, it's just a conversation piece. And I don't know if you knew this or not when you were buying it. Did you just like the color or did you really want to have something that would initiate conversation with strangers?
Oh, I had no idea that this would initiate conversation with strangers. I kind of thought, hey, this is an obnoxious color. That fits me. I'll go with that. But I had no idea that it would translate into having more strangers than ever talk to me, and especially strangers that you really have no desire to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, you think, okay, you know, you got a flashy car, maybe some hot chicks will talk to you. No, that never happens.
Never.
It's 0%, 0% chance of that happening.
It's somebody wearing a jacket with the logo of the make of the car they're driving. They're just really, really into Saab. And they fucking have to wear a jacket with some fucking embroidered car club or their own name on it. Just terrible.
Now, what it usually ends up being is the people that you least want to engage in conversation in the entire universe. So you already mentioned the gas station people.
Yes.
Those people. I can't tell you, you know, the 3 in the morning when you're driving home from someplace, you just need to get gas because you're out of it. How many times I've been stuck in like 45-minute conversations that I couldn't get out of no matter how hard I tried. I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm falling asleep at the wheel. I'm like, you know, I'm on completely on E. I have to, you know, go get gas. And some, you know, and the kind of derelicts that are working at 3 in the morning. I mean, these are not your average your average gas station. Okay, so your average gas station attendant is someone that I would never, ever want to talk to in my entire life. No. The guy working the 3 a.m. shift,
yeah.
Not only do you not want to talk to him, there's a good chance he's going to kill you if you don't.
Yeah.
Like, you got to figure, if someone's so destitute that they'll take the 3 a.m. job at the gas station, there is probably upwards of an 80% chance that he will kill you if you don't humor him with your conversation.
Or you have no choice. Or if he happens to see an unopened soft drink in your cup holder, he will kill you for refreshments. He's the type of guy to root the change out of your fucking ashtray, too.
And what makes it worse is, you know, you're talking about guys, okay, these guys are seeing cars all day for a living. And then they see something unique, and then it becomes okay. Now I'm really gonna dig in. I'm gonna ask this guy what's the horsepower on that?
Yeah.
I bet that goes pretty fast, huh? Well, how much did you pay for it? And then that's the last thing you want to do is tell the guy who's making $3 an hour how much your sports car cost.
He knows. Yeah, that's the difference. He knows, and he wants to get comfortable with you.
He just wants to hear you say it, so he has another reason to kill you.
No, he wants to gauge your fear. If he sees any kind of apprehension, then he knows it's going to be a little bit more difficult to kill this person and steal their orange car. But if someone's like, well, you know, I got it for a song. Want to give, like, you know, he'll fucking ask to see if he could ride it, because this person's a fucking idiot. He'll see, maybe you meet up, we go for a spin, something like that, blah, blah, blah. I never parallel parked an orange car. I'd like to try that.
So then the other group of people that incessantly wants to talk to me in my car is fast food drive-through attendants.
Ah, the worst.
Fast food drive-through attendants. You know, you get your food. It's fast food. You're going there because, you know, you're probably a loser like me who doesn't feel like cooking for himself. But you just want to go.
Yeah. I
mean, that's why you're going through the drive-through. You want to get your food and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
These people then start engaging you in conversations. Oh, I like that color. And it's always the dumb broads.
Yeah.
The dumb broad. This is where you'll get the broads to talk to you. But let's face it. You're not finding anything you want to look at too much at the Wendy's drive-thru.
No, never. Absolutely not. And the thing about it is they either they don't speak enough or they speak way too much. You'll never have a perfect employee of the month model fucking McDonald's worker at a drive-thru. It never works out well for you.
Yeah, you just want the courtesy, just, you know, friendly and go, just done.
Yeah,
thank you for stopping here. Boom, done.
Give me my fucking poison. Let me just ruin my life, and then and thank you. That's it. I'll drive away, eat it on the. I'll eat it before I'm 5 minutes from my house, and then I'll fucking throw the bag out before I enter in the outside garbage can, and then I'll walk in like I haven't fucking just ruined my cholesterol, and just shave days off. Every fry is another 30 minutes you're not going to live.
But I kid you not. So I go to Wendy's recently.
Yeah.
And I hear this going on through the window. The orange car's back. Orange car's back. They're all whispering.
You're like, a regular now.
This is like a momentous occasion. They're getting to see the orange car yet again.
Like Jesus coming back. They're excited.
Yeah, they're ecstatic about this event.
They put down baskets of gold coins from their native lands right in front of your orange car.
Frankincense and fries. So then I got these two ugly broads leaning out the drive-thru window.
Yeah.
Leering at me, looking into the car.
Yeah.
I refuse to go back there now.
You have to go back.
I can't, no.
Here's the thing.
I will go to any other place until that kind of incident occurs again, and then I'll go back to Wendy's when those people have, you know, gotten fired, because that's the turnover rate at all fast food restaurants is, you know, about 6 months.
It's true. You see them for about 6 months, and then you avoid the – if you have an incident – with a drive-through person, initially you might think, well, I can never go back there again. And then, you know, you slip back into it because you're a scumbag like me, and you order a McGriddle before work, and you realize, oh, it's a completely different crew of Peruvian females working the drive-through.
I wish it was Peruvian females. I live in White Trashville.
Oh,
man,
well, that's a different story.
So, I mean, I'm happy if I see a full set of teeth when I go up to the drive-thru.
I say go for it.
Just have at it.
Here's the thing.
You want to climb through that window and go for a ride, baby?
Well, no. Obviously, they won't be able to fit through the window, but they'll go through the push-out door, hop into the passenger seat, You get a little taste of Toothless, and then you come back. Maybe there's an extra fry in your bag.
Ah, that'd be nice, a little extra fry.
There's residual gains. Sure, you have to you have to bang an ugly girl, right? But
it's not like I haven't been there before.
Well, there you go. Now you're getting free fast food for doing it.
Yeah, I never got that out of it. See? I just, you know,
and there's two of them. There's two of them. I don't know. Is it worse to bang, you know, multiple ugly girls? I mean, you're accomplishing that.
No, I think it's actually better because at least you could say, hey, it was a threesome.
You could kind of like average their scores.
You've actually made it somewhat cool by virtue of being a threesome. You're now an orgy guy.
Yeah, you could omit details and have it be a pretty impressive story. Now, you know how truly hard and just undesirable the situation might be. But, you know, if you ever get in that, you know, trading stories situation, maybe you don't let them know that they were Toothless Wendy's employees.
Now, you're going to be forced to lie, though, because whenever you bang a chick and no one's seen her yet.
Yeah, they worked in finance. They worked in customer service, finance department.
you tell them about it. What's the first thing that someone's going to ask you?
What's the first thing? Like, how hot were they, bro?
Yeah, exactly. What ethnicity your friend is,
I'm sure
he's going to turn into a Guido. Yeah. And he's going to say, no matter what their ethnicity.
Hey,
is,
faggot, how hot were they? And then you know what? And then you just think, well, it probably was pretty sweltering by the fry vat, so it was they were very hot.
Yeah, they were sweaty too. Yeah. I mean,
wet and hot, dude. You have no idea.
Yeah, I got them all wet and they were hot. I covered them in grease.
Yeah, and you know what though? The only thing would be the scent of two of them. They can't smell like rain or like the inside of a blooming flower. They can't. They smell like old big bacon cheese.
Yeah, they're gonna smell like they stood next to a fryer for the last 8 hours.
Yeah, if you ever go to eat in a McDonald's, the last time I ate inside a fast food restaurant was this weekend, and it was the first time in like 10 years. Go to the garbage can and shake your tray out in there, and the waft of ketchup smell that hits you, that is what it is to sleep with a fast food employee. And then
you got to times that by two because you're doing the orgy thing with them.
Well, Steve the LARPer, of course, has to chime in. He says, oh, you think that's bad? I would totally chow a girl who smelled like McDonald's fries. Yeah, we know, Steve. We know where your standards are at. If they smell like a fucking side dish at a fast food restaurant, you're in. We get it.
It's actually a bonus for him.
Yes.
like he'd be the guy, instead of asking how hot she was or what she tastes like.
Yeah, what dollar menu item did she smell like down there? Was it the parfait? I hope so. They're my favorite.
Yeah. I'd like a little dessert. A little dessert, nice. Yeah.
It would be good. But you seem to get a lot of attention from your orange car. And you know, I say capitalize on it.
It's never warranted attention or desired attention. It's always, you know, like I said, the idea, you get this idea built up in your head. You know, hey, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the guy with the fancy fucking car. And, you know, chicks are going to flock to you. That's what every guy thinks when they don't have the nice car.
Be honest. Right? Did you think that was going to be the situation when you bought that?
I think, yeah. I think every guy does,
so
to
when
be
you,
honest.
So when you commit to buying a flashier car or a car that's purely looks and performance and speed, that's the thought. I'm going to get so much fucking fast food poon. With this, but no,
I think that's the reason every guy does virtually everything in their life. I mean, just think about it. You could probably subsist in your life on a fairly menial wage, and you'd be perfectly happy.
I absolutely agree with it.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you work a much harder job than you probably really want to.
Yeah,
you've gotten more education than you really probably care to. You work more, all this stuff you do, and you do it because you want to earn money.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Why do you want to earn money? Because you have this belief, as all guys do, that money somehow translates its way into pussy.
I can't lie. I'm pretty sure that that's firmly ingrained in every guy's head.
But, I mean, really, the bottom line is economics boils around vagina. I mean, that's the whole thing. They can just change the entire capitalist philosophy to say It's all about pussy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's really what it is. Sean, it seems that you're wrong because Steve the Leper has said, that's not what's ingrained in my head. Hey, Steve, you work
but
at
Steve
a
has done,
you work at a video game store. You are living the goddamn life. Let me tell you.
He's living what everyone else wants to do.
He's able to remove that eternal drive. He doesn't have it, so he lives within his means. He grows his fucking vegetables and posts pictures of them on Facebook. He's happy about it. He makes his own coffee and shit. He has become an old man, and if you can do that in your youth, I think you've won.
Yeah, he has. Absolutely. He has not wasted his life away, slaving away to capitalism in exchange for pussy that inevitably never even shows up half the time.
Yeah, no.
I mean, more than half the time. I mean, you know, what percentage of the time do you actually get the pussy? You know, I mean, for any guy. No, even the guys that get lots of pussy, I still think their percentage chance is pretty damn low.
The percentage of someone who could get anybody is like fucking in the millionths of a percent.
So any person on Earth, they have a 1 in 1 million chance of actually getting it.
No, I'm saying like a millionth of a percent of all guys. Those are the people that have a shot with anything.
So most people just can't get laid.
That's it. I mean, or they get laid, you know, they get laid with, you know, a normal frequency and everybody else is just fucking bullshitting. Like, dude, I bang like 35 fucking broads. But meanwhile, they also have an orange Audi and they fucking hit up every Church's Chicken, Wendy's, fucking Checkers. They
go going from place to place.
they just go down the chain of fast food places to find poorer and more desperate and more and more toothless people to fuck. To hand them Choco Tacos and then just bang out in the passenger seat of their fucking car. I don't know. I do agree that Steve is living the life.
Steve's got exactly. I've thought that on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
That I would love nothing more in life than to quit my high stress, high paying job and take some low paying job and just live in some shanty somewhere. And I would be perfectly happy with that. Like the material possessions that you get from it, they don't bring me any joy. That not working would bring me much more joy than any sort of menial possessions. But you know what? Society, and I'm doing air quotes in my hands here that no one can see.
That's true.
Society, you know, frowns upon that. They say that you have to go out and get the good job. You have to go out and get the stupid material possessions. When none of that matters to anybody for any fucking reason.
No.
All that matters, you know, if you somehow were able to translate that into, you know, pussy on a regular basis, then it would be great. But it doesn't work that way.
The same guy
who's going to get the pussy is going to get it regardless of whether or not he's got that other shit.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're able to become an old man when you're a young man, you can enjoy life. You can actually appreciate everything you encounter. You're not just distracted by just random thoughts and fucking blood flows and shit. Steve has found a way to do it. I think he wins.
So basically the key is to give up on sex at an early age.
Yeah.
Just give up completely
but the
on
thing
that.
Is, the thing is you can't. You just can't. If your chemistry is such like Steve's that where you can and you can actually type something. Here's what he types. Seriously, growing a tomato is more rewarding than a 50-inch TV. I couldn't fucking imagine that in a million goddamn years. I would just buy a fucking tomato.
You could buy, you know how many tomatoes you could buy for the price of a 50-inch TV?
Yeah, you would have a ton of fucking tomatoes. But Steve wouldn't see that. He was like, well, no, I would say, how many seeds could I buy? Because he wants to be some kind of fucking granola farmer. Just bragging about, like, the vegetables that he's nursed and the coffee that he presses. He wants to appreciate these things. And I don't know. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I think his motivations for living this way are just to get a different type of pussy. He's into the fucking the girls that applaud you if you go green. He wants to fuck every female fish fan.
Well, I think we have to find out if that's working for him.
He LARPs for fuck's sake. Steve says, "Hey, I still get laid." So
okay, so that's working in a different way.
Yeah. So you know maybe he doesn't.
So he's actually found a loophole.
Yeah.
He's found a loophole in the system to not.
I think he's just He's just not putting in as much effort and living it on a smaller scale. And he's happy with that. And I think that's good because you don't have to work as hard. And working
that's
hard.
That's what I'm saying. That's so he's found a loophole.
Yeah.
He's found a way around the system of the capitalist society, which, you know, seems to want you to buy more and get more to try to get pussy. He's just going the opposite route and still apparently getting pussy. Mm.
I got a question for you, Shawnee Murphy. This is off topic now.
Yeah.
Have you ever used a bidet?
No, I haven't. I've seen a bidet, I never actually bought myself to use it.
It's an additional installment in a bathroom. There's a toilet and then there's the bidet. Right?
Well, no, they have these new Japanese toilets that kind of combine both in one.
They do, like, but like seats. Yeah, but they have those.
Shit.
But what, like, we learned that our friend Bobby Sobers has a bidet in the house that he purchased. That is like an old school 80s one, like some mafia don would fucking put in his marble fucking gold trimmed bathroom, and it's like a separate thing. So like, I guess the bidet, you'd shit and then you'd waddle over to it and then wash your asshole out. That's how it works?
I think you still wipe beforehand. I think it's a post cleansing. I don't know. Like, is it in lieu of wiping or is it in addition to?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't even imagine it. Like, I don't. I'm intrigued by.
I would use it definitely.
Sure, I would. I'm intrigued by the idea, and I found something here that, yeah, they have the Japanese things that'll basically do everything and wipe your ass and heat the seat and all that. They have, it's an all-in-one thing, but they also have like an attachment for a regular toilet that will convert anything into a bidet. A bidet fucking Japanese toilet.
Wait, so does it like blast the water out of the toilet into your ass then?
Yes.
Because that's horrifying.
Well, no, it's the water from the water line.
Oh, so it comes out of the tank then.
Yeah, but it's...
See, I'm envisioning some sort of like pressure thing that launches it out of the bowl that you just shat into. and that would be no good.
Well, no, obviously not. It's not going to put brown water up your asshole. It's just a little thing that clips on where, like, just under the seat and sits on the side. It's a little dial that you kind of, like, you push, and it fires water up your asshole. And there was a review for it. I found it on this JakeLodwick.com site. The guy that created Vimeo runs a blog, and I guess he's the type of guy that does, the neti pot and shit, like to clean your sinuses out, the saline solution just boiled up and fired up your nose. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. You like put your head back and then you let it come out your back of your throat, and it all fucks you up and cleans you out nice.
Oh, apparently our buddy FM Jeff actually spoke to Lodwick on the phone today about some business that he's taking care of. Hopefully it's not the bidet business. I have a feeling it is not. But with this, I saw it on here, and there was a review that he posted of this thing, where someone wrote it. It was on Amazon. It's called the Lux Bidet Freshwater Spray Non-Electric Mechanical Attachment. And this guy writes a very honest review of the product, which is rare because people on Amazon who take the time to review are kind of snooty. Which I've found, like, people that will review a restaurant or they'll review a product or a place, they get a little bit fucking pretentious because they love this thing. Oh, I love it. Or they get very abrasive. It's the worst place ever. I ordered fucking chicken fingers. I got three of them. They came out fucking cold. Like, one bad experience will ruin a restaurant. And then, you know, one broken item on Amazon will ruin the rating of that product. But this guy writes, works great. Bidets are common in Europe, but almost unknown here. This fires a jet of cold room temperature water at your anus for a wet clean after number two. Even though warm water might feel better, I think cold water does a better job because it puckers up the sphincter. It's like it cleans and closes the door tight afterwards. The only thing I dislike about it is that for guys, it makes your balls wet, especially if you have large testicles, which hang low. You can't avoid water splatter, and you have to use up more TP to dry your testicles. And it's worse if you have very hairy testicles. And if you don't dry them, you might end up having a damp spot and a wet dog smell. But I digress. It does a good job, and it does what it's supposed to do. Best of it, it's inexpensive and easy to install. Go for it, I say. For those who want the bidet experience. I predict within the year you will have one of these. I predict.
I've often thought about getting one of those colonics.
Jesus.
Getting all the insides cleaned out nice.
See, you're one of those now. You want to clean out everything.
I don't think I could bring myself to do it, but I fancy the idea. I like the concept and the thought of it.
It's interesting you bring that up because I have started taking Benefiber. I'm 29 goddamn years old and I'm drinking Benefiber in the morning. I was just curious. I received a free sample. You dump the powder into the water bottle, shake it up, and you get something that almost tastes like cherry Dimetapp. You know when a flavor is artificial, but it wants to be like a good tasting flavor, but it still tastes like medicine.
Yeah, like every single version of NyQuil or whatever else. Oh, it's cherry flavored, but it's still bullshit. Tastes horrible, but it's better than their other crap.
Yeah, the only one that pulled it off was Dimetapp, but then they had like a cherry Dimetapp, and that's kind of what this tastes like because the flavor is billed as pomegranate cherry. There's not a fucking pomegranate or cherry put into this product, so there's no benefit of the pomegranate, which means I don't know why the fuck you would make it pomegranate cherry, except for the fact that you can't duplicate a good tasting thing, so you say, oh, well, this is pomegranates mixed in there as well.
Yeah, like there's a very small percentage of people know what a pomegranate actually tastes like. So this is how you fuck with them a little bit. Oh, that's why it doesn't taste exactly
like cranberry.
Cherry.
It's like a cranberry.
It's got that pomegranate mix in it.
Yeah. So I've been drinking this shit, and it has the texture of like a vitamin water where it's like that not texture but like the flavor to water ratio. It's like very light in flavor, but you still get that kind of medicine-y taste. And what I've noticed is that whenever I shit, which is as frequent as I usually shit, which is very frequent, it looks like melted Fimo clay. If you've ever taken an art class in your high school years, you know what Fimo clay is. It's that very hard clay that you have to fucking work for like 30 minutes until you can do anything with it. And if you fire it up and you melt it slightly, like it gets a little loose. Picture very, very wet Play-Doh is probably a better description. Very wet Play-Doh and just ribbons of it. Just fucking disgusting. I don't know where this shit came from, but it's ribbony, clay-like, and fucking black. Black shit.
You're getting some of that old stuff out of there is what's happening.
Yeah.
Some of this years-long buildup that's just been lining the walls of your large intestine.
Yeah, the burger that I had from Friendly's that I chased with a fribble when the Bengals were on the charts has been washed out. So I'd imagine it's almost the same thing. You're curious about getting a colonic, right? This is something that you've been thinking about for a while?
This is something I first thought about, yeah, probably like 10 years ago. I haven't thought about it that much recently, but we got on the subject. So, yeah.
Do you think you'll ever follow up with this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can't. And it's not like, worry about having a hose up my ass. It's more like having to have someone else put a hose up my ass.
Yeah, and I don't know how qualified they have to be. If they're going to – I mean, there has to be a certain level of water that could be shot up in your ass that could kill you. And I don't
It's probably the same exact people who have been doing like the caulk jobs to give people booty asses. been injecting people's asses with caulk to give them a nice Jennifer Lopez or Kim Kardashian look.
Yeah, just 2 years ago they were flushing out refrigerator coils, and now they're cleaning out your fucking digestive tract. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, and I don't know how you find like a reputable colonic place. You know, I mean, are there reviews of these kind of places on the internet where you can get a legitimate review from people? Oh, this is far better than the colonic I got from Joe's Colonics R Us.
Well, I mean, I think Chris from Best in Show had like some powder that he would like. He would do an at home colonic or cleanse or whatever.
See, I think that's just an enema though.
I don't know.
Okay, so I did research on what a colonic is.
Okay.
I mean, a colonic, they basically put the hose up your ass and they just keep slowly pushing water up there and keep going up and up and up until eventually it hits a point where it can't go any further and it turns around and starts coming back out. So they get like a circular flow going of water going in and out at the same rate.
Jesus.
And just washing the inside. Where an enema is just you kind of like fire the water up there and then you just kind of like poop it back out.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Okay. All right.
This is like a constant flow. That's the difference. And it goes way up. I mean, that's what a high colonic is. It goes all the way up.
Jesus.
You know, it gets all the way up to like, I guess where like your intestine meets your large intestine meets your small intestine. It can't go any further beyond that point.
I mean, aren't you flushing out good shit? Like, shouldn't there be stuff in there that maybe helps in digestion? Like, again, I know you're not like an expert in colonics and shit, but it seems like some of that stuff is clinging in there for a fucking reason.
Well, there's actually I did read about that. I might be an expert as far as this show goes. I'm an expert in colonics.
You are our colonic expert,
resident colonic expert.
Awesome.
Yeah, like I had read that reputable places. So in your large intestine, there's good bacteria that helps the digestive system work. It's why when you take antibiotics that you start shitting like a madman because that good bacteria gets killed off. So you get the shits. So yeah, that would wash all that out. But I read that the reputable places actually like include this bacteria in the water and they fire up your ass. So it replenishes that as it goes.
That's just old colonic water. That's the previous guy's colonic water. They said, "Oh,
they're putting someone else's the tin foil that you ate when you were six.
Yeah,
it's that someone else ate actually when they were six. It's going back up into your asshole.
Yeah,
and that's how. And then you're not going to feel good, so you're going to have to go back for another one until finally, all you know. Maybe you have to have like a grate. So like you know, all the stuff that's going up into your asshole is cleaned out too, like a just, nice mesh,
like a pool skimmer. Just get a." Yeah. Get a South American to just skim the foil and
just sit there. Just sit there with the pole right underneath your asshole. He's got the pole and the skimmer, just sitting there, standing there, skimming away at the shit going up your ass.
White ass Brent is suggesting that you should just plug a Brita filter right in your asshole.
I think you have to plug. You'd have to plug it in up high though. You have to Brita filter it like early on,
right at the start of the
at the source.
Yes. Right at the beginning of the large intestine.
But I'm thinking that would
just plug it into the small intestine.
What you'd have to do is you'd have to take the Brita filter out every now and then to change it out.
You would.
Because everything would end up collecting in there.
Well, they have the filters with the light. I mean, that wouldn't help you, but maybe you could just wire it out so you have a dangling.
Well, they get one of those like those fiber optic cameras.
Long and short of it,
I'm
pretty sure we're not going to be lured into getting a colonic after all this. Need for filtration and old water and shit. I guarantee you there's an operation there that will just reuse the water and say it's probiotics and shit. I guarantee you. It's just run out of some guy's fucking garage.
How do you know what is a reputable colonic facility? And what do you even call a place that you get colonics at?
I don't know.
Facility? A spa?
Georgie's.
Colonics.
Georgie's colonic spa. Hut.
Georgie's. Yes. You're saying it right. Georgie's.
Yeah.
Georgie's Colonic Spa, and we do nails.
Yeah, exactly. And he leads you into the garage and lays you down on a vinyl covered ride on lawnmower because he has no other space. He works from home.
Jams his garden hose up your ass.
It used to be in his spare bedroom, but then he had another child, so it had to go out in the fucking garage, like all other hobbies. And this is a hobby. You don't need a. Do you think you need a license? And if you do,
I doubt it. I doubt you need a license. They're giving Botox at so we were talking about the hair salon before. They're giving Botox to the hair salon now.
Oh, so
I mean, you can
the hair salon you go to with all the hot chicks you said that you don't mind talking to?
Yeah, they give Botox there. I see the signs and Restylane both. So like you can do that shit without a license now, apparently.
They can put a needle in somebody's fucking face.
Yeah. Apparently, fair game.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it doesn't even matter. You can go anywhere you want. You don't even need to go to the plastic surgeon anymore.
I wonder what that's going to do to this.
You get a little little trim, maybe a color job, and you know, you get your face straightened out.
I wonder what that's going to do to their fucking inflated job titles. Hair technician is now going to be facial plastic surgery administrator, technician chief, fucking needle put. I don't know what the fuck. Haircutter is no longer a fucking job title. But you look at a business card from somebody there, it's either technician, designer, engineer, or whatever. Everything's a fucking engineer.
Yeah, engineering, like, I would be pissed if I actually had an engineering degree.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go to college 5-6 years, you know, you're expected to come out, and the fucking person doing your nails is a nail engineer.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's just bullshit. I mean, you know, you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. They went to DeVry for a couple weeks. and they have the same exact title in life as you've managed to get.
Yeah, they gave a few crooked haircuts to a wig on a styrofoam head. And now they're ready for the show. They're ready for the big time.
You spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, years of your life, and they are the same as you.
Steve LaLarper's suggesting a job title of beautification engineer, epidermal transmogrifier. I have a feeling that they're not going for the second one there. But I bet you beautification engineer has been put on a resume at least a thousand times.
Well, if you're doing it all, if you're doing the hair, the nails, the Restylane, the colonics, you do all that shit. Yeah, I think you can be a beautification engineer. I mean, you probably have to get some serious training to do all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be able to do the Brazil wax.
You know, and I'm not that comfortable with somebody doing that to like if Amanda went to get that done, who's going to be doing it? Some someone who was doing my dry cleaning
Reina.
A couple years ago.
Reina.
Yeah, and then what I understand is that to stop blood flow, they fucking slap the snatch. They basically take their little Asian hand and they rip the shit off and then they actually slap
the blood flow. Is it get the blood flow going?
I don't know what it is. Maybe that's like to like take their mind off the pain because they see them being slapped about the vagina.
It's a trick. It's a diversion tactic.
We're all over.
Oh, you think that hurts? Why don't I wail on your vagina a little bit and see how you feel about that?
Ancient Chinese secret. Yes. Steve the LARPer is saying that's exactly why they do it. They slap the pussy so that it doesn't hurt. To take your mind off of the pain of ripping hair out by the goddamn root.
Or maybe that's how. So you're going to the Asian place. Maybe that's how they do the female happy ending.
Maybe some little, of the women slap, get off by slap. A nice clit slap.
Here's a clit slap.
Speaking of clit slaps, nice segue we have here. Shawnee Murphy, you are one of the only friends that I have that is probably maybe as much of a fan of True Blood as I am. And
I am a big fan of True Blood.
You are a big fan. I have to say right now, that is my favorite TV show.
I am obsessed. You know what it is? It's like a soap opera that men can watch.
Yeah, and you know what? It's almost like you have to really defend it now. Like people don't want to like it because they realize that it is kind of soap opera-ish. So they've never seen it, but they hear, "Oh, you watch that vampire faggot shit? Think about it."
Think about it.
anyway. So I feel almost like, hey, I have to defend. This is a great show. You should watch it. Blah, blah, blah. And the people never watch it. And they think, oh, yeah, he watches this faggot shit.
The faggot shit. That's what this shit is. Now, the problem is, Steve led up to it there, is people confuse that with Twilight.
Yes.
And Twilight actually is faggot shit. If you're a grown man watching Twilight, you are definitely a faggot. There's no way, about it that you're not a faggot, because you're watching teenage boys not have sex with somewhat attractive.
Is she
girl.
Hot? Is she? Is, I don't know.
She got voted like some magazine voted her like top five, like one of those Maxim or one of those fucking things. And I'm like, what are you out of your fucking mind?
She's in the top five.
She was up there.
If she made the top 100, maybe I could see because of the movies being so big. Top fucking top five?
I could take top 100 for her, but top five, no fucking way. She's cute. I would definitely not kick her out of bed. You know, she wants a threesome with me with some French fries. I'm all for it. But she's
you think the Wendy's girls might get a little jealous, though? I mean, she is a bona fide celebrity that they're probably into.
They might like that, though.
There is not a fat, toothless Wendy's employee that does not revere Twilight. I found this out because I watch YouTube videos. So I'm not sure if she's attractive. I don't know what to fucking think of this.
Oh, she's definitely attractive. There's no doubt.
I don't know. Maybe I'm put off by the fucking movies and the fact that her dramatic move is to look down, bite her lip, and then be indecisive. I don't understand it. I was dragged to the first movie. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't think it could be terrible. I was told, oh, it's the vampire movies that are out. There's a lot of talk about these vampire movies. So I'm like, okay, a fucking vampire movie.
Yeah, sure. You're thinking, how bad can a vampire movie be? You're thinking, you know, Nosferatu, you know, Interview with a Vampire.
They didn't
you can stomach with.
Listen, it gets a lot of shit. They didn't fuck it all up, okay? The vampires can live forever. They have to live on blood, correct? Where they fucked up, Sean.
They glimmer or some shit, right?
They do shine in the light, but I'll even give them that. Fuck it. You can take it. Change it. What the fuck are these people doing in study hall? Why are they going to fucking high school? I don't understand. They don't age. They can murder the entire town. They're strong enough to stop cars with their fucking hands. Being found out as vampires shouldn't be a fucking issue. Why are they going to fucking class and adhering to the rules of the goddamn principal?
They're trying to pretend to not be vampires in Twilight. Is that the shtick? Like nobody knows they're vampires?
Yeah, that's what it is. I saw the first movie.
Wouldn't they have to go to high school forever then to not get caught out? Like wouldn't it be like they'd have to go from school to school for their entire existence?
You know what? Casey in Pal Talk just reminded me. They move every 4 years because then what happens is, oh, you're seniors and you're the same age, bruh. So they can't stay there. I mean, believe me, I've known many, many kids who have done more than 4 years of high school. They could probably stretch it out to 6 or 7, as long as they take a couple years of fucking auto shop and start wearing Confederate flags as bandanas. But I understand. Okay, I get it. They're young vampires. They're gonna get found out. But who gives a fuck if you get found out?
Yeah, you get
just
caught.
Eat
oh,
everybody.
No.
Just
hey,
fucking
just what,
eat everybody.
I am fucking eating you now. You're dead. You're dead, Principal.
It's not like
what are they? Yeah. So what do they do? Okay, so in True Blood, they've invented synthetic blood. So that's the storyline in True Blood of how the vampires can come out and nobody cares. What do these other vampires do in the Twilight movies? Do they eat people or what the fuck do they do?
Oh, no, Sean. They have a respect. Some of them are vegetarian. Which,
how the fuck do they do that?
Oh, that's they eat animals instead. Isn't that fucking amazing?
Hey, you know, in an Interview with a Vampire, Brad Pitt's character ate the fucking rats, and everyone made fun of him.
Yeah, well, you know what? Rightfully so.
Rightfully you know, if I'm a vampire, so. I'm gonna get. You know, I like to see. That's why the True Blood vampires are good. They're all about banging everything in sight.
That's it.
They'll bang anything. They don't care. They'll bang other vampires. They'll bang chicks. They'll bang dudes. They'll bang babies. They don't fucking care. They'll do whatever the fuck they want because they're vampires, and who could tell them no?
And the best part about True Blood is that we weren't meant to just jump into this fucking pool and then everything is fucked up. At first it was some Japanese doctor invented this synthetic blood. Okay, that sounds amazing. And because of this, vampires who've been hidden for centuries have decided to go public. Oh, okay, I see where you're going with this. And now I started watching. And it gets fucking progressively weirder and weirder. And now you start accepting more and more strange shit. Whereas in Twilight, you have to believe that the vampires are afraid of people, and they shine when the light is fucking on them, and you know they have to move because if they're found out, they'll be killed by people they could easily murder. I don't get it. I saw the first movie. I didn't care for it, but True Blood is fantastic.
See, what you just said about True Blood before, though, about the gradual build-up, they actually summed it up really great in a line in last week's episode. It was Jason Stackhouse finds out that there's werewolves.
Yeah.
And this is a season after all this other fucked up shit with this main ad is there. So, you know, just one thing after the other, all these things that are supposed to be made up, now people are finding out are actually out there. So he's talking to his sister and he's like, werewolves is real. And she's like, yeah, don't tell anybody. He's like, what about Bigfoot? Like, he just starts naming, and then he's like, what about Santa Claus? Like, and he just starts naming all this shit that's supposedly not real.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he's legitimately confused because he's like, all this shit might be real. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe because it appeals to a more adult audience. I mean, I'm more turned off to the idea of Twilight by all the fucking hullabaloo about it. And I saw it, and I wasn't fucking impressed. It ended at with a
not
fucking
a teenage girl.
The
if you
movie,
were a teenage girl, exactly. You would be ecstatic.
It ended with a fucking high school dance. I'm sorry, I'm not into it.
It's just like every 80s movie, except with vampires.
Yeah, like if Ducky was in it, maybe. Maybe it would be worth watching, just to see him, nod back to his previous career before Two and a Half Men. Just fucking terrible. But yeah, they let us in nice with, oh, there's vampires now. And, this one girl, she can just read minds, no big deal. And then this guy, he can turn himself to any animal. And there's more like him. And then there's this, devil woman that takes over the whole fucking town. And then werewolves and shit. I you know what, I wouldn't doubt it if a fucking Santa Claus race was introduced.
Well, you haven't read the books, which I have.
Oh,
I don't want to spoil things. I don't want to spoil things for you, but there basically is fucking everything. I mean, they just keep going on. They're like, let's come up with some other mythical bullshit.
Yeah,
and we'll put that in this book.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, there's nothing that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I have to say that this season of True Blood is off to an incredible start. I was, but I was kind of left in awe as to how just terrible the post-episode material has been. Like, they usually give you a little bit extra, and some of the interviews with characters and stuff are okay. I mean, the whole series started with a documentary, a fake documentary about the introduction of the synthetic blood and shit, and that was very good. But now they're getting into, like, just really terrible shit. Like, did you see the song with Snoop that they had?
Oh, Sookie. We'll do it in the daytime, and Bill won't know.
Yes, and I have to play this a little bit. Just a little bit of it.
I want to do bad things.
Oh, here comes Snoop. He's pulling up.
That song I love.
The theme song does get me very pumped.
The theme song is incredible.
Yes, it is. But, there's just too many references made by Snoop to the show. And I understand it. But here we go. Snoop is now.
It's Snoop Dogg. I'm only in Bon Ton for a day. Come close, baby. I'm the dog that don't bite. Woof, woof.
Oh, that's terrible.
Let me get in your head. We can lay in the bed.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Like me, do it in the daytime with the Deagle Double G. Can I take you away?
Can he go with any song without saying D O double G in it?
No, he can't. And he can't make a video without doing that little fucking, that little snap finger dance.
I'm figuring Snoop might be hurting for money though. I mean, he's in. I mean, you see him in this World Cup commercial?
No.
There's a World Cup commercial. I mean, it's like a commercial for Adidas or something, but it's based on the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have all these soccer players.
Sure.
And they're in Star Wars Episode 1. They're in the fucked up bar. The cantina.
Yeah.
And they're just basically inserting these people into the roles that were being played in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But Snoop is there.
And of course.
I have no idea what that has to do with it. So Snoop is a guy, in the cantina where the guy comes up and he's like, my friend doesn't like you.
And I don't like you either.
I don't like him. So Snoop is the one talking back to this guy. But what the fuck is Snoop doing there? I mean, they had like David Beckham in the commercial. I mean, it was all soccer players. But then Snoop Dogg is there. And it's just, he's got to be like, okay, give me a job, any job. I'll do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's got to be hard cash.
Either that or he's just so fucking baked that he really doesn't remember the word no. I saw him.
He was on. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. Yeah, go ahead.
Casey in the Baltalk group just said Snoop looks like a black Greedo. And stuff.
popping caps in that Han Solo ass, or at least trying to. Sookie. Man. He just can't say no.
I don't think so. Like, I know you didn't watch the show, but the Jimmy Kimmel recap of Lost.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know enough about Lost that there was a smoke monster, right? I mean, you know that much.
Yeah, because I was alive and I heard people talk about the fucking show. And I had to, what about the smoke monster?
So, Kimmel ends the show.
Yeah.
And he's like, the real demise of the smoke monster. And it's Snoop and he inhales the smoke monster.
Just another.
It was actually, and then he's like, "It's a stupid Do Double G." After he inhales the whole smoke monster, because he's got to say Do Double G, and he'll do fucking anything for money at this point.
I mean, it's the worst.
He's got to be hard up. He's got to be broke. It's the only thing that makes sense.
That was the most embarrassing thing ever, and I can't picture anything worse that he can do. That has to be the bottom. Like, the funny thing is, like, when he did, like, the voice of a rat in one of those Animals Who Can Talk movies, I thought that was the end. I thought that was as low as he could get. He has found, like, 17 new lows after that.
Well, okay, so, you know, you want to do a voice. What, you know, he's a black guy. What if he, you know, did a voice of, like, a monkey in a movie? Wouldn't that be lower?
No,
like, I mean, that would be insulting to his race.
Insulting, sure, but maybe, you know, just I don't know. Maybe the shocking angle isn't as bad as him, like, really trying to put out something he thinks is good. Like with this Oh Snooki, or I'm sorry, I keep saying Oh Snooki.
Snooki.
Yeah, Oh Snooki. The Oh Snooki song. I guarantee you, he thinks it's fucking good. And he was told,
sure he does.
And he was told it's good and clever. Like, yeah, I worked all the goddamn references into the bitch.
I think he should do an Oh Snooki song, though.
He should
do an Oh Snooki and just talk about what a fat, obnoxious bitch she is.
So you wouldn't bang Snooki?
I don't think I would bang Snooki. I find her so repulsive in every way.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I probably would if I was, like, really drunk, but it would reach the point of I would be so drunk.
Hold on, Houston Tornado. Houston Tornado just fucking decided to say, Snooki's not fat, she just has a big ass.
No, she's pretty fucking fat, dude.
Snooki is a fat girl.
She is fat as hell.
Then what, you know, I would love to see Houston Tornado's definition of fat. There's no, you know, there's nothing wrong with a girl that's Snooki's size, sure. She's just a heinous person.
Yeah, like, if you take out the fact that she's the most horrible human being ever, then, you know what, you can deal with the fact. If she was, like, a really sweet, nice girl, then you'd be like, all right, you know, hey, you know, at least she's got a good personality. She's got that going for her. But she's awful. She is a horrible human being and unattractive. Like, okay, and then there's the flip side. If someone's really hot and they're a total cunt, then you're like, hey, you know what, she's really hot at least. I mean, she's got that, she's got
there's
that
no
going
redeeming
for her.
Quality?
There is no redeeming quality.
Well, there is one.
She's awful.
The one redeeming quality was given to her by way of a fist from a gym teacher.
Yes. That guy, there's no way that guy should have lost his job. That guy should have been branded a hero. They should have put up a statue at his school.
Yeah, he wouldn't have either, but they made a, you know, he was on TV. I mean, if you're gonna punch an obnoxious fat girl, make sure it's not on a TV show.
That guy's totally my hero, though. I saw, like, I had heard of it because I never watched the show.
Sure, I did.
She's everywhere. You know, you turn on the TV, she's doing a fucking interview on TMZ. So you see this obnoxious, annoying bitch, and then you start, you know, reading about it and all this stuff. But I've never seen the show. But I heard she got punched, and I'm like, I have to see that because apparently they didn't air it on MTV.
No, but it was in every promo. It was in every single promo.
It was in all the promo.
Yeah.
So
and it was online.
And she was doing her thing where she was being a total bitch. She's like, this guy is there. Okay, now he was being an asshole. I guess he was stealing drinks.
Sure.
But she does, like, the typical, like, when I'm an ugly bitch, but I think I'm not an ugly bitch. She said something like, get your ugly ass out of here.
Yeah.
You fucking ugly asshole or something like that. Like, she called the guy ugly.
Yeah.
And, like, there was no delay. There was no, like, think about what
he didn't even, like, say, hey, I'm not ugly or don't call me that.
Yeah.
His response
popped her right in the face. Yeah. Boom.
His response was a severe bone injury in her face.
Like, he didn't think about it at all. Like, usually, like, most people, like, they get insulted. Like, there's a recoil effect.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, that was fucked up. And you think about it for a second or two. And there's people that have a different degree of how long they have to think about it before they react.
Yeah.
You know, there's the short fuse and the long fuse. That guy's fuse didn't exist. It was like she said, ugh.
He was more like a pile of gunpowder rather than something saying, would have a fuse.
As she was saying Lee, his arm was already halfway towards her face. I mean, his fist was almost there already.
Yeah.
And he just popped her. I there's no way that guy should have lost his job. He's definitely – he is an awesome human being.
And probably one of the best gym teachers ever. I mean, you expect your gym teacher to behave like that.
Gym teachers punch you all the time. That's like pretty much their job.
They're not supposed to be like soft. You need an angry maniac drunk of a gym teacher with failed athletic aspirations. It'd be fantastic. This guy would be ideal for it.
He was built and made by God.
Yes.
To be a phys ed teacher.
Yes. And I don't know what's worse though with the Snooki thing. Do you even watch SNL anymore?
I saw parts of the Betty White episode, but
wasn't bad.
Else.
The Betty White episode, not bad. But what they do is they have this fucking guy who dresses up like Snooki and does a segment on the Weekend Update, and it is easily the worst pile of shit I've ever seen, and it gets the biggest fucking pop you could ever imagine. People just fucking love it. The minute you say Snooki or even do a parody of it, it's just consumed by everybody. There's a fucking bloodlust, a thirst that can't be quenched for this fucking fat pickle-sucking whore.
Well, that's because people love two things. They love to love stuff, and they love to hate stuff. She is so hateable that she's got that end of the spectrum just completely covered. She tops everyone else in the entire universe in the ability to be hated.
Yeah.
She is the most vile, awful human being I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was good looking, the reaction would not be nearly the same to her.
There was a video of her sucking dick.
Really?
Yeah,
it was. Real? Legit?
Yeah.
She seems like the kind of bitch that wouldn't really put her all into it, though.
I mean, well, she has nothing else going for her. I think she knows it.
Unless you like had like candy apple coating on the dick, then she'd probably do a lot on that.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just fucking disgusting. And the show's I would never want to watch the show anymore. I saw the complete season, and I gave it a shot. It was okay, but, you know, I live in that state. I see these people. I'm not entertained by it. And the second season, I have no desire of seeing. Is this even on now? Is it airing? Do you even know?
I have no idea. Like I said, I had never seen it. The only thing I've seen from the show was Snooki getting punched. Everything else I've seen with these people has been outside of the show and some other related media.
Yeah, we're a couple of years away from them being on like the fucking conglomeration Road Rules Real World Challenge fucking game show series that they have on MTV, or like I Love Money on fucking VH1, one of those. They'll be brought back occasionally here and there, but they're going to be done. They're not going to have another season. Just
well, I saw that one guy. The Situation thinks he's going to be a real actor now. I saw they got him on TMZ.
Yeah,
and he was saying that he's going to start focusing on his acting career.
Yeah, it'll work out. I hope everything comes to him. Yeah, well, I hope all his dreams come true.
Real desire for douchebag asshole Italians who you know are. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, when you say douchebag asshole Italians, I'm brought back to the days of Frank. Shiny foreheads and just stammering answers and not really knowing anything. And God, you remember all those episodes we did? You know what? Let's not dwell on the past. Let's remember now and let's strive for a beautiful future. So, you know, all this shit, all this terrible stuff, actually literally shit we transitioned to from shit. We were talking about bidets, fat girls at fast food places, and now Jersey Shore. Just nothing but shit topics is what we like to cover whenever you call in.
We talk about the most vile things that we can come up with. That's basically my MO when I call in. Is to talk about things that everyone else in the world hates.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Abso-goddamn-lutely. Now, another thing that people are talking about, I saw this movie on the weekend, Toy Story 3. I had not seen Toy Story 1, 2, but I went and I saw.
Oh, so
Toy
you were
Story
totally
3.
Lost.
No, it's not a big mystery. There's fucking toys, and they talk. And the big thing is, oh, that's so and so. That's Tom Hanks. That's fucking Tool Time. That's somebody pretending to be Ernest. Like, just trying to figure out who the voices are. I guess Cliff Clavin is in every one of
Cliff from
movies.
Cheers, yeah.
He's in every one of their movies, I guess.
I know he was in the first. See, I worked at a movie theater when the first one came out, so yeah, he was definitely in the first one.
Yeah, and now, what did you do at the movie theater?
I was an usher.
An usher. So you don't really have to. You don't really have to talk to anybody doing that. Is what I'm getting.
No. I would. I was friendlier when I was that age, I think.
Oh.
I think I didn't really mind it so much. Actually, you know what? If I'm in control of the situation, I don't mind talking.
Oh, okay.
It's when I feel like I'm out of control. I'm at the mercy of someone else, like that's servicing me in some fashion.
Yeah.
You know, I go up and I try to get fish at the supermarket, and some guy's got to talk to me for 6 hours.
You know, they got omega-3s. They got all kinds of vitamins.
And my problem is, as much as I like to pretend like I'm an asshole, I cannot be an actual asshole. So I just put up with it, and I put on my happy face. And the instant I turn, I realized this the other day, what I do in these situations, when I'm talking with someone that I don't want to talk to, and the conversation finally does end, I have this big smile on my face. Like, I'm totally faking it. And I turn around, and my smile immediately disappears. It, like, melts off my face instantaneously. And I thought to myself, I'm like, you are one fake motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's what went through my head.
You are incredibly fake when there are strangers looking on you.
Yeah.
At weddings, you will fake pray. I've seen this firsthand. You nod your head solemnly, and sometimes you put your hands together. And then when everybody else stops doing it, you stop doing it just as they did. But I guarantee, like, maybe some lyrics to Rush are all that you're thinking about.
I'm actually doing MC Hammer. MC Hammer's version of Pray.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we pray. Just to make it. Oh, yeah.
Just MC Hammer rattling through
your
head.
That's all that's going through my head.
Amen. Like, and then it ends.
I'm saying to God, oh, yeah, we pray. Just to make it today. That's the only line I know the song. But
yeah.
I'm singing that repeatedly in my head until someone says amen. See, that's why they have to say amen for the people like me who have no idea when the prayer is actually over.
Yeah, that's the light switch. As soon as you hear that, I'm done. I can now resume normal thought. Okay, good.
I've done the thing, though, where I keep my eyes open sometimes.
Oh.
Keep my eyes open. And I look around to see who else has got their eyes open.
Oh, and then you know, it's like seeing shiny red eyes. You know that they are also a vampire.
yeah, I can tell. Oh.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Shawnee Murphy. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Robert from Long Island.
Oh, hi, Robert. How are you?
I heard you're looking for a new co-host.
Well, not really. I was going to actually go it alone, but I'll consider all comers.
I'm looking for a platform to bring spandex to the masses.
Yes. Well, maybe we could do that. Maybe we could do it. What is it that about spandex that you think would fit on this show?
What wouldn't fit about spandex? It's clingy.
That's true. It is one size fits all. That is amazing. And you do bring such original new aspects and concepts to our show. I think I might.
Absolutely not. I'm a complete bore.
Mm. Well, I mean, what?
You don't even have to pay me. I'll work for narcotics.
Oh, well, I won't pay you in narcotics. I won't give you any of those. Is this Spandy Man?
Could you at least give me a white powder that I can snort in public?
No, you'd have to create it.
You don't respect me when I snort in public.
You would have to actually make your own powder by grinding up your illegally prescribed drugs and sorting it off your own sports bar table, Spandy Man.
That's a crying shame. I'm crying. Think about it.
How is your back?
It hurts.
Thank you very much.
That's all it died.
Thank you very much, Spandy Man. By the way, your spandex sheets probably do need a changing. Shawnee Murphy, people are looking to just swoop down on the void left by a certain bald man. We've had Hank, who sounds a lot like Spandy Man for some reason. He called in earlier. He wanted to take Frank's spot, but he was just too fond of the Jews for my liking. And now Spandy Man comes up, and all he wants to do is snort drugs and talk about clothes made out of elastic. And I just can't have this.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'll do it, but you have to pay me double.
Oh, I didn't offer. I didn't offer it to you. I didn't offer it to
you. Okay. But I'm saying I'll do it.
Okay.
But you have to pay me double what you were paying Frank.
Okay. Frank actually paid me. So double negative $500. So that's $1,000 coming my way per show.
I guess that would explain why Frank is aggravated and frustrated with doing the show.
Just trying to figure out the his P&L chart with negative math. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's been a great episode. I got to thank you for calling in, Shawnee.
Hey, no problem.
I have to thank you. By the way, I was talking about Toy Story 3. Do you have any plans of seeing this? Is this up your alley, the Pixar movies?
I would see it, but it's the kind of thing I'm not going to go to a theater to see.
Okay. All right. I mean, I was told this is a movie. You're going to cry at this movie. And I'm not.
I've been hearing that.
And I don't care. I'm okay. I'm okay to get a little misty in the theaters. I enjoy Pixar's movies. I enjoy the computer animated movies. I've been dragged to some really shitty ones. I really wanted to stay loyal to Pixar, but then like Monsters vs. Aliens was coming out and Amanda wanted to see that, so we went to it. And at one point I just fucking said, I'm going to sleep. Fuck it. Going to sleep. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Shawnee Murphy. Who's this?
Yeah, I heard you're looking for a new co-host.
Oh, who's this?
My name's Hi-Yo Guy.
Hi-Yo Guy?
Yeah, I tell jokes like this. How do you get holy water? Boil the hell out of it. Hi-Yo!
Sounds fantastic. Do you have any others?
Prisoners used to call each other. Cell phones. Hi-Yo!
I didn't hear the beginning of that, Hi-Yo Guy. Can you repeat that one?
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick! Hi-yo!
Do you have any other gems, Hi-yo Guy?
What's the difference between an oil thermometer and a rectal thermometer? The taste! Hi-yo!
What's the difference between a bad call and a bad call?
You know, you're talking about True Blood. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Frostbite! Hi-yo!
Hi-yo Guy, I appreciate what you're trying. I appreciate your humor. I just don't think that it belongs anywhere outside of a 1913 speakeasy or saloon.
All right. Bio!
Thank you very much.
That was the best part of the call.
The bio part, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The bio got me.
I like hearing bio when it's not a Southern man saying bayou. Anyway, Toy Story 3, crying. You know what? I'm not ashamed to admit that at certain parts, I was sitting there watching the toys in their despair and their owner moving on in life, leaving his toys behind. And you know what?
A little bit of moisture coming there.
Yes.
In the tears.
Yes, I did.
I got to tell you, I am the biggest pussy ever when it comes to sad scenes in movies. I mean, I am awful. I was on an airplane.
What is like the
watching the Blind Side? I was on an airplane watching the Blind Side, and I'm sitting there and I'm crying on an airplane, and I'm just doing everything I can to not show these tears to the hundreds of passengers around me. Like, and I was like, I mean, you've seen the Blind Side, right?
Yeah, I saw.
There's
it.
Almost no way you can watch that movie without crying at certain points. I mean, it's just like,
what?
you're not human.
No. I was able to watch it and not cry.
Really?
Yes.
Really? That's only because you're racist and hate black people.
I'm a fan of black people. I am.
You cheered his demise and his poor.
He got the guy. He was fucking drafted at the end.
At the end, but you know, before that, the guy had to wash his pants in the sink.
Yeah, but you know that. Wait, what was the part that made you cry in Blindside?
I think the part where he was walking in the rain, and Leanne picked him up to take him back to her house.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that part might have gotten to me.
Oh, so that was very sad.
I think there was a couple parts that got to me in that movie. But like I said,
unfortunate wandering black men, come to my rich white house. and live here with me. That's very sad.
Who the fuck are you, Madonna? I mean, come on.
Anyway, you know what, Shawnee Murphy, The Blind Side is not a movie to cry to. If you cry at Toy Story 3, it's A-okay. A-okay. I think it's acceptable and fine. You little shits that sat in back of me and said, yo, that guy's crying. They looked at my watery eye. I wiped my watery eye after that. I wasn't, but I had a stream going down the side of my face. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Just about to wrap this up. Who's this?
I heard you're looking for a new co-host.
Oh, well, I wasn't, but you know, if you're you know, looking to apply, I'll hear your story.
My name is Gulf Coast Fisherman Guy.
Yes, Gulf Coast Fisherman Guy.
I lost everything.
You know, you could just like drive 2 hours and then be like Eastern Seaboard Fisherman Guy, right?
There's no oil here. It's all in the ocean. I think I can bring real drama to your show because these tears are real.
You're definitely bringing a lot to the show. I really do appreciate it.
It's so oily here.
It is very, very oily there. And while it may be oily and treacherous and you probably shouldn't eat the local seafood, I would say that you should find a way beyond your current plight and maybe find a new character to become, because the one that you are is completely awful, uninteresting, and shitty.
My son went into the ocean and he came out looking like a wop.
Looking like a what?
A mop!
Well, that's very good.
I lost everything.
And I think so did I. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I mean, you can disparage Jews. You can disparage blacks. But don't disparage the mops. Please. Yes. Our callers are the best tonight. I just want to let you know. We truly have the best callers in radio. And we're very proud of that. This is the DJ New Style Show. Shawnee Murphy, thank you very much. Are you there?
Happy to be here. Yeah, no, I said fuck that. That last call killed me. I had to go.
Yeah.
Happy to be here, man.
I believe that was our frequent caller, Acid Jazz Mario. He is truly the caller of the decade and the most knowledgeable and wise and loyal listener that we have. Anyway, Shawnee Murphy, thank you again. And is there anything that you'd like to say, anything you'd like to leave us all on?
No.
That's exactly what we expect from you. Thank you very much, buddy. Really appreciate it. The DJ New Style Show, episode 260. Such a nice, pretty golden and silver and platinum cap that was put onto this bottle by the likes of Hiyo Guy, Grieving Gulf Coast Fisherman, and Spandy. I'm sorry, Robert from Long Island. Please go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Be sure to listen to Best in Show, Thursday nights, The Awful Hour. And go to thewhatshow.com. Hear us talk, entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. And I'm sorry, I forgot about Hank. Hank, you tried, and you failed.
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hush-ya, hush-ya. Give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.